Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Wild On. You are in luck. You are here to see our new format. You're finally going to hear what me and Silesia Sparks have to say. That's right, my new co-host. You're going to see some banter. You're going to get some insider's perspective because we're going to segue straight into Sleazy Tea, which is, you know, the blind items, the gossip of indie professional wrestling, and you can't get it anywhere but here, Wild On. And then we are going to get straight into our interview with my girl, WWE superstar, Tegan Knox. And if you want to skip ahead or you want to watch it again, click below in the description and you can move ahead with the timestamps. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Taylor Wilde. Welcome back to Wild On Season 6, the podcast where you get the insider's view of the weird, wild world of wrestling and witchcraft on Wednesdays. Most importantly, I would introduce my co-host, Silesia Sparks, but as you can see, I have my newest co-host, who's a very sleepy boy, an Italian Mastiff, Carlos.
Hi, Mama.
But what's up, bitch?
Nothing. Just chilling, hanging out with your puppy.
You know what time it is? Time to spill the tea.
Silesia tea.
Okay. We need to get some reference information, but before we do, yes. Today's innocent until proven guilty, we're going to name DM Daddy.
Daddy.
Not good daddy. Not like daddy. Bye, Carlos. Like daddy.
Daddy.
Okay. Okay. Because the reason we're calling him DM Daddy is because homeboy slides into everybody's DM.
In all of our DMs. Everybody's.
And let's not like it. Cute with it. This is somebody in professional wrestling. So my issue is I've known this guy since I was probably 18, 19 years old, and he acts totally normal, great wrestler, but then he slides into my DMs. And has he slid into your DMs?
Yes. And my issue is I don't know the guy. And it, like, he spoke to me. Well, like, you know if you've met somebody, right? Mm-hmm. He just was like, oh, like, hey, how are you? What's up, dude? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Have we ever met? And I'm like, no. But would you ever f***ing do that to somebody normally?
No.
And, like, being the polite person I am, obviously I'm just going to be like, oh, hello. How can I help you?
Like... Because if you, okay, so here's the thing in wrestling.
Yeah.
If a male wrestler slides into your DMs, and this is somebody you're probably going to see on a show in the future,
yeah,
whether it's on TV or a local independent wrestling show. So if you just dead ass ignore him.
It's awkward.
It's awkward. However, if the roles were reversed, he wouldn't even think twice.
Oh,
he would leave you on read and still, or show that he's read it and mm-hmm. still not answer you because that shit is weird.
Yeah, okay. It's not normal.
So DM Daddy has slid into my DMs over the course of the past few years. And I will, same way you do, make idle banter because I've worked with this man for a long time.
Yeah.
And when I say idle banter, I mean like I am basically answering every question as the end of the conversation.
It's like you're being interviewed.
I am not leaving anything open to right. continue this conversation. And I swear on my life, I will end the conversation and I will then get a message that says, I'm harmless.
Girl, same. Listen. It's so weird.
Listen, if you are telling a girl that you are harmless, you are every walking flag that TikTok
usually just
teaches us about.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me
you're
harmless?
You don't need to tell us you're harmless if you're actually harmless. If you were harmless, you wouldn't be in everybody's DMs being creepy,
right,
fucking talking to yourself.
Right. So we are homegirls. We know that yeah. DM daddy's been...
But I think a lot of these DM daddies don't realize that girls
we talk.
Talk.
We know. We all know. We all know who's
yeah.
sliding in. Also, while we were trying to find our reference information, did you find DM Daddy?
No, I can't find him anywhere.
I then Googled DM Daddy.
Yeah.
And he also does not have an Instagram anymore.
But I bet you it's because DM Daddy's wife found his DMs. Because
DM Daddy's wife is all over his Instagram.
Yeah, maybe she canceled him because it's about time.
I hope she canceled him.
Yeah.
In life, in real life.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Okay, also, I just want to pull it back that I know for sure if you watched Sleazy T last week, you would know about a homegirl named Angelina. And I know full well that he slid into
that's Angelina's another one. Yeah.
DMs, because she asked me, she's like, what's the deal with DM Daddy? I said, he's a DM Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he slid into everybody's DMs. And also, I don't want to say that there's any shade in sliding into someone's DMs.
No, like,
it's 2023.
Here's the thing, though. Like, here's where there is f-ing shade. Be single if you're going to be sliding in people's DMs.
Be single. That's what we're actually talking about here. DM Daddy, sure. Bit creepy. Slides into everyone's DMs.
Yeah, like,
but you're married.
Shoot your shot everywhere, I guess. If you shoot your shot everywhere, there's more of, like, a chance.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we could double up the tea.
Yeah.
And reference someone that we both know that you were on a show with. What did you call him? What did you call him?
Dickie.
Oh, he's another one.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That slides into DM the Daddy, DMs. Yeah. And he puts in minimal effort.
Yeah, but just enough, right?
Just enough to see who sticks.
Yeah.
I feel like
But you notice if you just put in a tiny bit of resistance to make people put in a little bit more effort, yeah, and then it just goes flat.
Yeah, yeah. And Dickie is also a wrestler.
Yeah, and Dickie is also like, meh, dick. Sorry.
You've been told it's
I don't know. That doesn't mean I've seen a dick.
No, it means it's meh energy.
Meh. Yeah.
Like, we know. Okay, here's
like, my energy dick is bigger than your dick energy, then...
You don't want to be in your masculine. No. You don't want to have any dick energy.
I don't want to protect myself. Protect me, yeah, you know?
Put it out there. Be the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
I just learned today, actually, about sugar daddies, listening to Bunny DeFord's podcast. She was like, that's Jelly Roll's wife.
Yeah.
I love Bunny. She used to be a high-end escort in Las Vegas for years, and she had sugar daddies everywhere. Mm-hmm. And she said, like, the number one reason that a sugar daddy finds his sugar baby is he wants that broken damsel in distress.
Like, bitch, find me. Bitch.
No, you're too healed. Help. You're too healed, bitch. Help it me. Is a trauma bond. It I is a trauma bond. He wants help to fix me. Somebody and she needs fix to be fixed. Me. Girl.
Bitch, come fix me.
Find you sugar daddy then. Get us to Texas. I don't want to live here no more.
So easy tea.
Today's guest hails from somewhere you lived for a little bit. She is Welsh.
Yeah.
She's a WWE superstar. And when she was on Wild On in season 3, she was a current WWE superstar. And then a few weeks after, she was no longer a WWE superstar.
Wow.
But homegirl is back. She is living her best life. She has rainbow hair. Yeah. She's gotten rid of all the skeletons and ghosts in her closet. And if you want to know the haunted story of today's guests, ladies and gentlemen, my homegirl, Tegan Knox. Well, thank you for taking the time to do my podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. A few things have changed.
A little bit.
You went out last night, though, so not many things have changed.
Well, yeah. Where did you go? So there's something different. me and Piper started off in a couple of breweries, and then she wanted to go to some club called Big Daddy's to do karaoke, and I had to physically close out her bar tab because she wouldn't leave. I was like, bro, I want to go home.
So Piper is also true to form, then?
Yeah. Yeah, wife day Wednesdays, you know. She kept talking to people, and I don't like talking to strangers. I'm like, you, stranger danger, Kim. Canal.
None. Zero stranger danger.
She's hugging people. I'm like, you don't know these people. Please stop.
Did she tell them about her crystals and her spiritual journey?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't care. No, I just wanted idea. To. 3 o'clock to 1 a.m. That's like some teenager shit.
I'm too old for that shit. I am. God, I like having a couple of drinks and then maybe go into, like, I don't know, like, Miller's or something for cheap shit at the end, but not. She's like, oh, no, go do karaoke. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, did you go to karaoke?
Yeah, she sang about 6 songs. Yeah.
What songs did Piper Nevin sing?
She sang I Can't Wait to Be King.
The Lion King.
a bunch of them. There were so many. And then so many other people sang. I was like, I am so over this.
Was it a big wrestler's night out? Or was it just
two of you? No, just me and it. We go out every Wednesday. And it always ends a lot later than I thought it would.
Are you in the same house?
No, different house now.
I was going to say, different the energy house. In that house is so clear, so happy. Yeah. Like, should we tell everybody?
Ghost stories.
I feel like it's okay now.
Yeah, ghost stories. We can't do anything to make them come back. I've left.
You've left. No, yeah. That was the thing. If you were still in that house, I didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, no. As soon as I got the opportunity to leave, I was like, see ya.
That place was so haunted.
It was the worst. And even I was leaving, I was like, don't follow me. You're not allowed to follow me. Stay here.
Good. I mean,
it worked.
So let's tell the listeners, because they don't know.
No, they have no idea what we're talking about. Just hauntedness.
Yeah. Just like, we just sound kind of crazy, actually. Yeah. So 2 summers ago?
Was it that long?
It definitely wasn't. Was it last? No, it couldn't have been last summer.
It was last summer because I didn't have a job.
It was last summer because you didn't have a job. You're right. Yeah. Because when we first spoke on the podcast, you were on the main roster. You had a job. Then when I came over, no job. Now we're back to job. Okay, good. Good time.
Yeah.
Wow, that was last summer.
Yeah.
So much has changed. Holy shit. Yeah. Okay. So I went to visit. You were going through some shit.
Yeah.
I was also going through some shit. Neither of us were able to wrestle at that time for different reasons. So us two broken souls decided to have a time together. And you were telling me, it was like late night, you know, maybe some beverages. And you were telling me about what had been going on in your house. That there was like your dogs wouldn't go in your gaming room. They would only bark at the door frame. You are seeing these dark figures. While we're talking, I'm seeing like orbs flying all over the place, trying to just be cool and be like, it's okay, girl. Like, no pigs. And then I went to bed and I woke up to, it sounded like all the sprinkler systems in your neighborhood.
Bear in mind, my sprinklers didn't work.
Which is even crazier because it sounded like it was right at, like that room I was in was basically on the front lawn.
Yeah.
And it was a very strong like noise. And then it sounded like it came from outside, came in the room, and then I felt pressure on my feet all the way up to my shoulders. And then it felt like someone was pushing me back. And I just thought to myself, nope, this is not happening today. No, thank you. And then I heard a toilet flush, thinking it was you. And I was like, maybe I'll just run across the house and sleep with Steph. And then we can be in this together. And then I thought to myself, you know what? Maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe just turn the lights on, go back to bed. And I kind of remember it being like, 2:47 in the morning or 3:47. And then I woke up. And do you remember what you said?
No. Oh, yeah, I was awake at that time as well.
Exact same time.
Yeah.
And when I heard the toilet flush, you said,
I thought you
saw a dark entity.
Yeah.
Standing in your door frame.
Yep.
That motherfucker was fucking with us.
That was so fun. I enjoyed that so much.
That was crazy. That's actually probably the scariest thing that's happened to me with a ghost. Actually, you know what? That's happened to me 2 times before, but...
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that,
Steph. Welcome. There's none in this house, so you're welcome back to this one. There's none in this one.
You can see how, like, bright and light... And I'm not talking about the lighting in your room. I'm just talking about, like, it's happy.
Yeah, it feels lighter, which is weird. Like, I don't... Whenever I used to go on that... I had a stroke mid-sentence. That was a stroke.
You had a full stroke?
I did. Just then.
Right now?
Mid-sentence and just had a stroke. Yeah, walking into that old house just felt like, so heavy. Yeah. And I walk into this and I'm like, oh, this is nice. Nice and cozy.
I would be half a mind to, like, look up that address now and see if anything happened in that house.
It had to have. If not, whoever owned that house, something happened to them and they were a miserable bastard.
Yeah. Something was really wrong with that house.
Yeah.
It was.
Nothing went right in that house ever since I moved in. The crazy ex.
The crazy ex?
Who did some shit. And then the ghost. And then roommates just not following through with their shit. I'm like, it's wild. And I lost my job in that house. It's wild.
Couldn't get your green card in that house.
It's
everything
crazy.
Went wrong. So I didn't tell you because you were still living there and I didn't want to put any shit on you. But when I landed that night, I had a crazy fight with my podcast partner, actually. And it didn't make any sense, the fight. And we've never had a fight like that, never again since. But I kept thinking to myself, and I've told her the story since, something must have been attached to me still.
Oh my God.
Because it didn't make any sense. It felt bigger than the situation. Like we had a real moment. Now we've like talked about it, looked back, and we're like, yeah, that didn't make sense for either of us. And then right away I went to my Reiki girl who I'd already been seeing. And if you don't know about Reiki, it's like energy healing for your body. And she's very witchcraft aligned, and I told her, I was like, look, I'm here for like my check-in, but also I'm really afraid that this like negative energy, this ghost, whatever you want to call it, has like attached itself to me. This is what happened in the house, and this is what happened when I landed. And she was like, okay, game on. I'm going to like kick this ghost ass. But she said that when she got to my throat chakra, she's not had this before, but she said that all of a sudden she saw like gushing blood out of my neck, like in her mind's eye. This is what she saw. And then she said she couldn't differentiate if that is what happened to that thing or that is what that thing wanted to do to me or to you.
That's fantastic to you.
Right? And I was like, I really want Steph to get the f*** out of that house.
And boy, did I.
Then thank God you did.
Yeah.
I remember, though, when she was doing Reiki on me, I remember hearing something that made no sense. And it was like a voice that just came really quick. And it was like, just fucking kill them. Like that was something that, but maybe it was when she was here and she was dealing with all that. But after I left that session, everything was good. Like everything had been. There's one more scary piece to that, which it couldn't get weirder. But my other witchy girlfriend, Michelle Sanctuary, who I met, she was my tarot card reader. And then we've been good girlfriends for about 3 years since. She has all these like, psychic dreams. And about a month before I went to visit you, she's like, do you sage every day? And I was like, no, like I'm a lazy witch. I just kind of like sage when I want to or when I want the room to smell nice. And she's like, I don't want to like freak you out or anything, but she's like, just do me the solid and sage every day. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. And then I told her when I came home what happened at your place. And she's like, okay, so I didn't want to scare you, but like I told you to sage every day because she saw this negative entity attaching itself to me during travels.
Oh, God. What the hell?
Yeah. So we're done with that house. That chapter is closed. You are not there anymore. We're good.
I want to go knock on the door and tell the people that are living there, going, just leave.
I would be really curious, though, if you actually ask them if any weird shit has happened in that house.
If they're college kids and they scare me, I don't want to deal with that. It's their problem now. You know?
That's true, actually.
They're
probably doing enough drugs and drinking enough in college that it's probably just part of the experience.
Exactly. What's college without a ghost, you know?
It's true.
Oh, my God.
So are you in this place now by yourself? Do you have a roommate?
No, me and the missus live together.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased to hear that.
She attached herself to me, you know.
She's a positive attachment.
Yeah.
Positive entity.
Yeah, when she's not shouting at me in Spanish,
You chose a spicy girlfriend. This is on you.
I know. It's just scary. Because even if it's nice Spanish, I don't know. She's just shouting because she's Puerto Rican. I'm just like, did I do something wrong? She's like, no. I'm like, what? Okay. She'll speak to me in Spanish. I'm like, you do realize I don't speak Spanish, right? She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. What do you mean
how
you forgot?
Often, how often does she speak to you in Spanish?
Daily.
Daily?
Daily. And like, we have been together for over, like, 18 months now. You should know. I know how to ask for 2 beers.
Yep.
Or some water. Other than that, I don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, she realizes you're Welsh, right?
You'd think. You think. Even she had her grandmother over the other week, and her grandmother was staring at me speaking in Spanish, and I didn't know she was talking to me. I thought she was talking to Alina, and she's just staring at me as if saying, well, can answer me then. And I'm like, oh, me, Alina, tell her I don't know Spanish, tell her.
There's probably positives in that as well, like you're not always consciously being yelled at or being given shit because you don't even know what's happening.
And if people are talking shit about me, I don't understand. Yeah. So knock yourself out.
I mean,
out,
I think you're doing it right, actually.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to learn on Duolingo so then one day I can be like, oh, I got you. But Duolingo's not very good for full sentences like that.
Just get on that Rosetta Stone, become fully fluent in Spanish, and don't bust it out until you can, like...
Until I start chatting shit and then I'm like, all right.
Totally.
Let's go. Because that won't cause arguments.
So how's life with wrestling?
It's all right.
Yeah.
I got a job now, which is good.
It's good.
Wrestling for the NXT Championship on Monday.
That's kind of a big deal.
Cool shit.
How do you feel about it?
All right. Happy, I guess.
Isn't it fucking crazy?
Wild. Literally, wild.
It's just like, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being your ass cheeks are like clenched.
Yeah.
How did you feel with the last fire?
I was expecting a call.
You're expecting a call. So 100%. 10 or like just like you get your ass cheeks didn't care because you're like, it could happen.
Half and half. Like so a 5. Mid-pucker. Like I was like, oh, I don't want to get fired. But if it does, then like it's just life, you know? Maybe this place wasn't meant for me.
Yeah.
But... still got a job as of now, so that's
you have a, it's over. Yeah. It's happened.
Yeah,
but you know what I feel like? I feel like when we had our last interview wasn't long in between, and I was like, is this my fault? Am I like the Grim Reaper? Do I come around when there's mass fires?
If I get fired again, then yes.
Yes, that's not gonna happen. We'll you have see. A title shot.
Yeah. We'll see.
It's already been announced. This is not going to happen.
That's true.
Although I do feel bad for Emma,
who
was supposed to be part of that pay-per-view. And that's shit.
It's just a weird time with everything happening. It's just like,
so you never upsetting. Know. You never know.
No. That's why, like, now instead of worrying about everything, I'm just enjoying things as they happen because you never know what could happen. So what's the point in worrying when I can just have fun?
Well, that's the big difference with you now. It seems like you're just like, well, I've got a job now. I know what it's like to not have a job.
Yeah.
So you take it as you come, and then you stay up to 3 a.m. with half of the women's tag team champ, Piper Nevin, and you listen to her do Lion King karaoke till 3 in the morning.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Oh, is that your post-work wrap-up?
Yeah, it's like our, like, weekly, like, refresh. Like, we'll get drunk on a Wednesday, and then Thursday we're refreshed. And we're like, okay, for the next week ahead.
I actually love that.
Yeah.
That's really smart that the two of you are doing that.
Yeah. It's just, and we get to have fun, and, you know, just chill out, which is nice. Instead of being stuck in the house doing nothing, you know?
No, it's true. And I love being stuck in the house.
Oh, me too. It's the best.
You and I were
thriving. I need to get out once in a while.
So much I came to Orlando to hang out with you. And besides scheduling us a photo shoot, which we almost bailed on, we just stayed in the house.
Yeah, it's great.
So who are you spending the most time with when you're not on the road? Is it Piper?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
she's your best road bud?
She's my road wife. Yeah.
Road wife?
Yeah, road life with the road wife, you know.
You gotta have somebody to keep your sanity.
Oh, has to. And she's, like, we know each other. Like, we're both, like, trauma bonded as well.
Yeah,
So, like, we both know we're all messed up in the head. So, we're like, oh, messed up friend.
I mean, those are two people being honest.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, she has therapy, and then I have therapy through her. Because she's like, so this is what the therapist told me this time. So you need to do this. I'm like, oh, great.
I love that.
Yeah, because it's the exact same trauma. So it's just she tells me, like, it's like a relay.
Were you diagnosed?
No, but Alina's brother
Yeah.
Dad and younger brother all ADHD. Oh, I'm so hungover. All have ADHD.
Yeah.
And she was like, you are them. Like, everything that I did for them to help them, I'm doing for you, and you don't even realize it. I was like, what? Like, she's organized the pantry and the fridge to, like, all my stuff. Like, if I don't see her, I won't eat it. So she has to put it right at the front of my eyes, otherwise I won't eat all day. I'm like, oh, shit.
So me and you are kindred spirits, trauma sisters.
Yeah.
But we are also ADHD sisters. I actually got myself a diagnosis.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to blame things on when you're like, well, I have a formal diagnosis. But I am the same as you when it comes to and it was a TikTok ADHD hack, especially like vegetables in the fridge. I have to not have them in those drawers.
Yeah.
Because that's where things go to die.
Yeah.
I have to put all the things that will die first on the top shelf and put all the normal things that people put on the top, I put it on the bottom because those don't go bad.
That's wild, isn't it?
Well, and it's just because women present differently. Men go like bonkers on the outside,
yeah,
and women go inside and they go, well, what's wrong with me? Why do I act like this? Why am I not so smart? Why can't I keep my shit together?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I want to get myself diagnosed, like, formally, but what now they've made it difficult. Like, if you've got like a mental, almost like a mental diagnosis of things, it's really hard to adopt a child anymore.
Like,
they can use it against you. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because Alina truly believes that she has, like, some sort of autism, but she's too scared to get diagnosed because they can use that against you to be like, nope, you're not mentally healthy to have a child. Nope.
Power couple, though. ADHD and a little tism.
Look at us. Look at us doing big things.
And I'm cancelled. I don't care. And can you say that? If you have ADHD, you can say that. I feel like you're part of a club. Neurodivergent club.
Look at us.
That's really bad, though. Yeah. I'm going to send you the link because I used a website called Frida.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's just for Canada because it was done in our OHIP system because it's like the NHS.
Yeah.
Oh,
we love it was the covered. NHS.
Oh, love the NHS. It was covered, but yeah, let me look into it. There's got to be an American equivalent.
Probably.
But it was like, but I wonder if it wouldn't show up in your file anywhere. You would just know.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a full psychoeducational evaluation is like $3,500.
Oh, no thank you.
Here. And then the Frida was $599.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So it's like significantly less.
Yeah.
But it was more just knowing. I didn't want the medication or anything like that because I've already gotten this far.
Yeah, exactly.
And like you, it's really a part of who you are.
Yeah. I can't think straight usually, so what's the point in thinking straight now?
No, it's silly.
I've lasted 29 years. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's what makes you creative and artistic and to be able to handle all the different elements of wrestling.
Handle
it.
Take it on board and just go, okay.
Just raw dogging our ADHD, that's
pretty
all.
Pretty much. It's cheaper that way too.
It's cheaper. It's definitely cheaper. Okay, so how are we maintaining this rainbow hair? Because that's what I want to know. It always looks fresh as f***.
ADHD doesn't let me wash her a whole lot.
You don't wash your hair?
Like, I wash it a normal amount.
Okay.
But like, sometimes the depression is like, nah, not today.
Yeah.
You know? So like, it stays fresh a little bit longer because of that.
Sure.
But
so depression and not being able to shower keeps the rainbow hair going.
Yeah. Like, I'll shower, but I just won't put my head under the thing. I'm just like this.
Oh, I know. You know? I know that one.
But I just use really cold water.
Which is, you're basically a mental health gift because you're like doing a cold plunge.
Exactly. But
so what you're saying is you're healthy.
loosely healthy. Physically, yes. Mentally, so messed up.
So what else has changed between last time we talked and now?
Bunch more tattoos and piercings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many tattoos do you think you got in the past year?
Probably all my arm. Like all these.
Shit.
And my leg.
Did you go up your leg?
Yeah, I got two on my thigh now, two on my calves, and one on my shin.
Oh. Did you get the back of your calf done?
Yeah.
How much did that f***ing hurt?
Oh, I wasn't bad.
Okay, so it's 50-50. So I had my whole shin done, like kneecap down to my, just before my toes. Feet are terrible.
But the worst.
I thought the shins would be spicy because it's...
That's what I thought. I was going to ask you about that because I want to get my, proper shins done.
So personally, I thought it was fine. Like, when you get on the bone, it's a bit like... Blah, blah, blah. But I had... And I didn't do any numbing cream for any of my shin. But I got a full piece on the back of my calf. And I, like you, sometimes just need the mental health part of it where it's just, I just want to feel it. I don't want the numbing cream. I did 3 hours without numbing cream and I thought I was going to punch my tattoo artist in the face the entire time. Like, it was so bad to the point that I had to do 2 sessions because I had time constraints. But when I came back and it was like maybe an hour he had to do, like he did like a ton of it. I was like, we're putting numbing cream on. It was so bad because apparently there's tons of nerves and I thought nice fleshy area but no, for me I was like brawl.
No, they weren't bad for me. Like, I had both my calves done and they weren't bad.
Oh wow. And what piercings did you get?
I got my tongue re-pierced.
Oh, you did?
Because I was
new metal.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because I had it pierced like a year ago and then I had a big dental emergency. But he made me take my tongue piercing out a couple of months when it first started. And it was like just past the 12-week mark of having it. And it closed up within like an hour of taking it out. So I was like, well,
so fast.
Shit, I can't, like, I have to wait until my tongue heals so I get re-pierced. So I had that done. And then a week later I went on my lip pierced, so I've had that.
Oh, cute. I had my tongue pierced, I think, for like 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And I took it out when I was hired as a firefighter because I was, you know, clean. You got to be clean cut and all that nonsense. And they scare you because they say that like any jewelry you wear, piercings, they're like, if you go into a fire and it's hot enough, that shit will heat up and burn you. So I was like, ah, sounds like it's bad if it's in my mouth. So I was uncomfortable. So I took it out. And I think within 2 days, it was completely healed.
Wow.
Just like, it's such a self healing muscle, I guess.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, I was so
mad.
It is
crazy.
It's like I went through that pain of having it stuck through my mouth and not being able to eat good food, or when I do bite in my tongue for you to just...
Yeah, because your tongue is you get your tongue pierced and then for 2 days
I was so mad at him more than that. The fucking up with my tooth, I was like, god damn it. I went without eating fries for days, you arsehole.
Also, talking about work wives, so Piper is your new work wife. Yeah. Your former work wife was Tony. We know Tony's at AEW.
Killing
Do you
it.
Talk or see her anymore? Killing it.
Yeah. We talk now and again. Don't really get to see her as much because we both got crazy schedules.
Yeah.
But we check in with each other every so often, and she's doing good. So
good.
Yeah.
She's living her best life. I fucking love the character she's doing.
So good. And it's very her as well.
Like, because she's funny. People don't realize how like animated and funny she is. Because when she was just doing Toni Storm, like Motley Crue Toni Storm, it's very like one dimensional.
Yeah.
But she, girl, is like, she's an actress.
Oh, she's the best. And when she was like, oh, chin up, tits out, I was like, that's the most Toni thing she could possibly say. And I messaged her straight afterwards. I was like, that is you.
Genius.
That's the Toni I've known for like 12 years. Like,
I'm really happy for her.
Yeah, me too.
Because she's doing something so different also. Yeah. And I mean, like, in wrestling. And it's, I feel like it was so risky and it very well could have failed because it's not something wrestling fans are used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I, yeah, like you said, it's very Toni, and that's probably why it's working.
Yeah, 100%.
You could tell she's having a laugh.
Oh, she's just being herself. And you're like, oh, God, how far is this going to go? Because I know you, and if you're going to push the boat as far as you can.
I hope she goes full crazy.
I just love that she's throwing shoes at people now. I'm like,
she's throwing shoes at people.
It's just like, it's great. It's great. Good Toni, man.
Watch the shoe.
Yeah.
Genius.
Oh, I love her so much.
So how are you surviving now? Because I know what, you know, most of us have had to do over the years to survive. What's keeping your head above water these days?
I think it's like understanding, like I never really knew for years, like why I was so scatty and shit. So knowing that like my brain isn't normal as such,
mm-hmm.
has definitely been like an eye opener. So I'm like, oh, now I know why I'm doing this. So now I can combat it with this.
Yeah.
You know, so that's definitely helped. And then just like family life and having a nice partner that's not crazy, that doesn't keep me captive in the house and stuff.
Right.
That's been great.
Yeah. Yeah, not being held captive, really. Yeah. It's quite good for you.
Being kidnapped in your own home so you can climb out a window is great. It's blast.
I feel like there's something so special in the fact that she has family that is has ADHD and that she's found you, and there must have been some sort of comfort in that, like, yeah. for her seeing like, okay, I understand this personality, this is what I grew up with. And for you never having that kind of support and unconditional love, like, what a beautiful synergy that you two found each other.
Oh yeah, like it's to the point where she even put like fidget toys around the house for me. Aww. Where like if I get too much, I'm like, oh my god, there's a toy I'm gonna play with. And then I'm like, oh, I was doing this and I'm still playing with the toy, because she's just like put them all around the house. Like she got me like, it's just like it's a little tiny like bubble thing.
Yeah.
And like I'll just be playing and I'll be like, oh.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is a great time.
I'm so happy. Oh, I love that. I remember when you met her too. Like I remember when you told me when you met her, and I was like, oh, this sounds different.
Yeah.
Especially yeah. after what you had gone through.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, and the best part is she's not in wrestling or into wrestling. She's used to be as a fan as a kid, like most of people did.
Sure.
But like she's not a fan of wrestling. She's like separated from it. And not
Was
wanting.
She born in Puerto Rico or was she born in Florida?
Born in Puerto Rico. She moved over when she was 10, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a big, like, indie wrestling culture in Puerto Rico as well.
Yeah, like, that's why she said growing up, like, she loved wrestling. Because wrestling yeah. was so big over there. But she's like, I couldn't give a shit now, to be honest. Like, that's perfect. That's exactly what I need.
That's my partner, too. Like, he grew up boxing. He grew up, watching sports, but never wrestling. Couldn't give a shit. Is, like, interested in what I do.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I love my partner's perspective because he has nothing to do with wrestling. And when he says something, you're like, huh. So that's how you perceive it. Like, and he's usually like bang on.
Yeah. It's wild. And like, I think, especially with your partner boxing, like Alina was a dancer. Like she's trained in all different styles of dancing. So she understands the lifestyle as well of like sure. traveling and all that stuff. So that's definitely a positive as well. It's not like, are you going away again this week?
Right.
Yeah, that's part of my job, you know?
Right.
Whereas Alina's like, oh, where are you going this week? Oh, cool. Like, da-da-da. You know, it's night and day compared to the friggin' psychopath.
Well, you have a partner, not, I don't even know what to call the other option. Your ex is Mistake. Like my ex. We should lock them away and put them on an island together.
Oh, that's when we want to watch the world burn. Just like put them together and go, there you go. We'll have fun.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do my top 10 tailor-made questions.
Let's do
it's it. Not a speed round.
Good, because that's ADHD would not let me.
Squirrel. What?
What is happening?
Okay, what is your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Beer. Any kind of beer.
Any
put
beer
in my system. Yeah.
IPA, pale ale, stout. You don't give a shit.
Nah. Put it in my... Oh, not going to say that. That would have come out wrong, wouldn't it? Oh, I stopped myself there. Oh.
Okay, what is this brand that you're wearing with all the titties apparel?
I just like titties.
You just like titties?
Boobs are fun.
Is it? Do you appreciate your own titties as much as
no,
other people's?
No. I got mosquito bites, you know.
That counts.
Like, I'd like a bit bigger.
Would you?
I would.
Would you get an enhancement?
Definitely.
But interesting.
Like, post wrestling, because I don't want to pop a booby, you know.
Mm.
But I definitely would, I
interesting.
Think. Yeah.
How big would you go?
Oh, not too big, like a size bigger. Maybe a
okay.
C.
C?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're like a B now?
Yeah.
If you do get them done, just make sure you take Alina with you and keep her grounded and you don't get wrestling boobs.
I would never. I couldn't deal with it.
It's a lot. I
couldn't deal with it.
Like, mine are antiques now, so they have like worn in, so I'm okay with them now. But when I first got them, like up here, they were like an airplane pillow.
Like a nice little size bigger. Lena has like real big boobs, and she's always complaining about like her back hurt. And I was like, I don't want that.
No,
like, my back hurts from wrestling as it is. I don't need the added stuff.
No. And Tracy Brooks, I'm going to be stuck on this boob question. You're the lesbian, and I'm the one that wants to talk about the boobs. Tracy Brooks said when she had her implants removed, they were 5 pounds each.
Oh!
Do you imagine walking around with 10 pounds on your chest?
You made that joke, not me. That wasn't me. My mind just went there.
Okay, moving on. What video game are you playing now?
Right now, I'm playing the new FIFA that just came out.
Oh, how very Euro of you.
Yeah, you know, just trying to get back into football.
Yeah.
That, and I'm also playing, replaying Red Dead, the original.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to pretend that I know what you're talking about. No idea.
Cowboy game.
Cowboy?
Yeah, cowboy game.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You had me at cowboy.
Great fun.
What show are you watching right now?
I watch a lot of like British TV at the moment, but on YouTube. Like Taskmaster and stuff.
Okay.
It's very British stuff right now because American TV is ass.
It is. It's so different.
It's like other than The Office and Friends, it's ass.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I can't watch anything. I really struggle. I really liked Yellowstone. That was the last thing I've watched in its entirety. Ooh. Oh, and I watched Daisy and the Six. Yeah.
Oh, I need to watch that.
You would really like that. What's that?
I need to watch Yellowstone as well.
Those two were great.
Oof.
Yeah, I recommend. 10 out of 10.
Oh, definitely watch them. No, I'm scared if someone looked at my YouTube right now, it'd be British stuff and then murder documentaries. It's a vast difference.
ADHD. Yeah. That's okay. I feel that. What was the last book you read?
I'm currently reading Murder on the Way to... Oh, shit, what's it called? God damn. It's a book about, like... Because I'm really into Roman history. That's my hyperfixation since I was a kid. It's, like, Roman history. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So it's, like, a book on all different emperors and stuff and how they, like... Murder on the Way to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. And like senators and shit that just either got killed or killed a bunch of people.
Huh.
Like it's so interesting because you just learn like, oh, this guy just decided to kill a bunch of people because he wanted to be emperor and just didn't like anybody in the Senate. So he killed them all and just said, oh, you can buy your way to the Senate. Now you're like, what the fuck?
Shit.
It's crazy.
So fiction, I mean, sorry, non-fiction over fiction then?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
And okay, so then who's your favorite Roman Empire person?
Ooh.
I'm so well read.
So I like Marcus Aurelius. I think he's pretty cool.
Is that the, what tell me his main, he was the philosopher, right?
Yes. Yeah. And his son was the Commodus.
Okay.
Who was one of the most evil emperors other than Nero. Like, he was pretty rotten.
So he fucked his dad's shit right up.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know how many men, when I was single, how many men I was going on dates with that had told me they were reading something by Marcus Aurelius? There's a certain book that's...
Yeah, it's it's always in Barnes & Noble. I go to read it, I'm like, oh, it's about Marcus Aurelius. And he starts talking about philosophy. I'm like, I'm too stupid for that. So I'm going to move on to something else.
You know they've only read the first 10 pages. But they're I'm reading Marcus Aurelius.
It's like, fuck off. You don't know what he did.
No.
Why is he famous, you bastard?
Yeah.
They will never know.
Yeah. It had something to do with masculinity and...
Oh, yeah. It's like a black cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the go-to... Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, Marcus Aurelius. That was like the top three. What is it? Meditations. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
That was the book. And that's why I already knew, like, it was part of my weaning out process with the men I was dating. It's like, what are you reading right now? Marcus Aurelius, Meditations? Bye. Good talk.
I like him for his non-philosophy shit. Like, he was a good emperor.
Of course.
He gave birth to this absolute feral, disastrous son.
How interesting.
Who caused so much shit, which is great. Like, the characters in Gladiator, the movie, Marcus Aurelius, Commodus, and the sister, Lucretius, are all real people.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, Commodus, but in the movie, he, like, fell in love with his sister, but in reality, he sent his sister to, he exiled his sister to an island, and as soon as he landed, he got her bodyguards to kill her. Like, he, piece of shit.
Yeah, we don't like him.
No.
Him.
Interesting to read, though, because I'm like, you psychopath.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And just so, the dichotomy between his dad and him.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. What team do you support then, speaking of football?
Unfortunately, Chelsea.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We suck.
Well, it's okay.
We suck.
All our professional teams in Toronto suck too, but we're so fucking Leafs, Blue Jays, we love them. But they suck. It's okay.
Blue Jays are not too bad.
Blue Jays are okay.
Yeah, they're okay. Not too bad.
We're not...
They're not the Rockies that I support, you know?
No, that's true.
God bless those Rockies. I love them, but are they shit?
Yeah. Okay, what is your number one guilty indulgence?
I don't know.
Boobies.
That's not a guilty indulgence.
That's not a guilty indulgence.
That's just an indulgence.
Yeah, that's true. Indulgence. Yeah, that's not guilty.
Guilty indulgence. Ooh. I don't know, because I don't feel guilty about anything that I do.
That's a perfect answer.
You know, like, none. I do it for a reason. So
who's healed? Who's healed?
This guy.
Okay, what artist are you listening to the most right now?
In this moment, right now. The band
in
is
this
in
moment?
This moment. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. Who's that by?
In this moment.
That's the band?
Yeah.
I'm so uncool.
I think you'd like them. They're very, like... They're, like, not heavy metal, but not rock. They're, like, their own little fucking...
Alternative?
Yeah, it's great.
Huh.
They're really good. Them and Paramore I listen to religiously and neck deep.
Still Paramore?
Fucking love Paramore.
I know, Paramore is good.
They're so good. And, they're unnecessarily good. Like, Hayley Williams has no right to be as good as she is.
She is arguably better now, more charismatic, and you can see she's, like, in her feminine, in her power now. And I actually really like that new album. It's not new anymore, but the one with that, This Is Why.
It's a great album.
Yeah.
So good. And her stage presence is, like, off the chain.
Yeah. Great. I agree. I would like to see them now, and I was never actually a big fan because I was a little bit, I never got into Paramore. Yeah. I like them, but now I would actually like to see them live because I think she's like owning her power right now.
I saw them live last year, but it was like a smaller venue. I wanted to see them in Amway, but then the tickets went to extortionate amount.
Concert tickets are so expensive now.
Yes, yeah, it's ridiculous. Like Taylor Swift is like, whoa. $15,000, like absolutely not.
That, like, what are we doing,
like, I'm
people?
I'm not paying that. Like, Alina is a big Taylor Swift fan, so I was trying to get a ticket.
Aww.
But the tickets would the resale value was $3,000 minimum for one. I'm like, that's a flight
that's
home.
Stupid.
I can't do that.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah,
it's stupid. Okay, where can our listeners find you on the interwebs?
At Nixon Newell, on. No, that's incorrect. Is it?
Yeah, hold on, let me look.
No, yeah, it's Nixon Newell on Instagram.
No, you're right.
Twitter.
Okay. Are you on Twitter?
I think so. I don't use my Twitter too often. I let someone at work use it.
I let somebody at work. WWE is handling it?
Yeah, I hate Twitter. I think it's the most vile, toxic place. So I
Twitter
would like to
ugly.
Keep myself happy and not go on there.
Okay, you know what time it is. What? Time to finish that lyric.
Oh,
and I'm gonna sing
shit.
The song I already sang. This is why
I don't leave the house.
Yay!
I'll keep going. I'll sing the full song. Don't you worry about it.
I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as I did. It's always amazing to have guests back on because Tegan, she's been a girl that's been hired, fired, rehired. Now she's back. Now you got the in-between story that you can't get anywhere else except on Wild On. So if you like what you saw, click below, subscribe so you don't miss any of the wild, weird content we bring to you every Wednesday. And until next time, keep calm and wild on. Blessed be.